that we have to give to the Kohanim are as a reward to Pinchas. Pinchas was involved. Pinchas, we know, was killed Zimri and Cosby, and he saved Klal Yisrael. So it says, because Zimri took a spear in his hand, so the four, the Zroya of the animal is given to the Kohanim. He davened, Vayamod Pinchas Vayefalel, so we give the mouth of the animal to the Kohanim. The stomach, because he stuck the spear into the stomach. And this could be really Rashi's answering the question why it's mentioned in this parasha. Parashas Koirach is before Pinchas. And in Parashas Koirach, Zeraya L'Chayayim and Keva were not yet designated to be Matnas Kahuna. After Pinchas did what he did, so the Torah now is Megala that there are other Matanas as well in the Schus of what Pinchas did, and perhaps that's why it's not mentioned in Parashas Koirach. But what's the connection, these Matanas, Zeraya in particular, to Chodesh Elul, which this is always read at the beginning of Elul? The Pasha begins with Shoiftim v'Shoitrim Titan Lecha. The Pasha ends with Egla Arufa. We usually try to connect the beginning and the end of every Pasha. What's the connection? The Sfas Emes writes, all the Gerer Rebbes that followed him elaborate on this. The Sfas Emes, I believe, quotes his grandfather, the Chiddush HaHorim, who says, Melchemes Sichain V'Oig were in Chodesh Elul. The battle, the war in which Moshe Rabbeinu killed Sichon and Og, the two giants who stood there at the entrance of Eretz Yisrael, preventing Klal Yisrael from entering, that took place in Chodesh Elul. And the Sfas Emes says, Sichain Melech Cheshbain is Keneged Tfilin Shel Rosh, and Oig Melech HaBoshan Asher Yoshev Be'ashtorois Be'edrei. Edrei, he says, is the Targum of Zroya. Zroya is the arm. In Targum, Zroya would be Dalad Resh Ayin. A Zion is a Dalad. Be'edrei has the letters Dalad Resh Ayin. So says the Sfas Emes that Sichon and Oig correspond to Tfilin Shel Rosh and Tfilin Shel Yad. And when Sichon was killed, Sichon Melech Cheshbon, Cheshbon has to do with the mind. The mind of Klal Yisrael became purified. Because Sichon was Melech Cheshbon, he contaminated the minds of Klal Yisrael. With his death, with his demise, the minds of Klal Yisrael have been purified. Tfilin Shel Rosh, we put the Tfilin on the head to purify the thoughts, the mind. And Oig Melech HaBoshan corresponds to the arm, Tfilin Shel Yad, Asher Yoshev V'Ashtorais Be'edrei, Edrei is Zeraya. So says the Sfas Emes. V'negei Aleinu. Chodesh Elul, therefore, is the month in which we merited, in Chodesh Elul, we merit the destruction of Sichon and his army and Oig and his army and what they represent. And as mentioned in previous weeks, Ba'arichus, Sichon, says the Megala Amukos, corresponds to Edom. Og corresponds to Yishmael. Moshe Rabbeinu, he writes there in Megala Amukos, wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, V'aschanan el Hashem v'ois ha'hi. He writes this in his Sefer, where he has only on the first pasuk of Oeschanan, a whole sefer just on the first pasuk of Oeschanan, 252 Oifanim. So in his 40th Perush, he discusses that Moshe Rabbeinu felt that since he conquered Sichon and Oig, and they represent Edoim and Yishmael, Esav and Yishmael, therefore he should be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. And he has the whole arichas on it. He also says that Edom is referred to as the Orev, the raven. And Yishmael is the Zarzir, which is a different type of bird. As the Gemara says, Lama holach ha-Zarzir etzel ha-Orev. These two, Zarzir and Orev, get together, like we see in our time, joining together to take away Eretz Yisrael, to take away Yerushalayim from Klal Yisrael. And these are the two nations where all other nations are rooted in these two, the Oirev and the Zarzir. So these two nations, Sichon and Og, were conquered in Elul. We also mentioned in previous weeks that Sichon is Tammuz, Og is Menachem Av. Sichon is Shavasa B'Tammuz and Og is Tisha B'Av. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was so afraid of Og. And he's on, the Torah reveals to us that Og had a bed that was Teisha Amos Orka, Teisha, connected the 9 days, connected Tisha B'Av. Elul is the tikkun for Tammuz and Av. Elul, as all the Sfarim tell us, in Chodesh Elul begins the Aliyah after the Yerida of Tammuz and Av. Whatever fell in Tammuz and Av is rectified in Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul is the month of Binyan, in contrast to Av, which is the month of Churban. And being that in Tammuz we suffered Shivasa B'Tammuz, which came about as a result of Chet HaEgel, which was lack of Cheshbon. Klal Yisrael did not make the Cheshbon that they should. Reuven is Chodesh Tammuz. Reuven didn't make the Cheshbon. Pachas Kamayim. That's why Klal Yisrael had to suffer with Sichon Melech Cheshbon, because they lacked in Cheshbon. Conquering Cheshbon, therefore, means overcoming the Klipa of Sichon, rectifying Cheshbon. Which, that's why Elul is the month of Cheshbon. Elul is the month of Cheshbon HaNefesh. All the Sfarim tell us that in Elul, a Jew is supposed to make an account, a Cheshbon, of everything that he did in the previous year. That's the Tikkun for the Chet HaEgel, lack of Cheshbon. Tikkun for Tammuz, Reuven, Pachas, no Cheshbon at all. Menachem Av is the month of Shimon, corresponding to Oig Melech HaBashan. And as the Arizal told us, Boshan stands for Shimon ben Nesanel, who was the Yerei Chet. The Nitzitz of Shimon ben Nesanel is in Oig Melech HaBoshan. Oig Melech HaBoshan therefore had in him this Tana, who was the one who taught what Yerei, what Yira is, which Haroyes Hanoyel, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. Shimon ben Nisanel was the Yerei Chet. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was told, don't be afraid of Oig Melech HaBashan. Al Tira Oisa, don't be afraid of him. From him comes Shimon ben Nisanel, who's the Yerei Chet. Be afraid of Chet, be afraid of Hashem. Don't be afraid of Oig Melech HaBashan. Al Tira Oisa is Begamatria Shimon ben Nisanel, as we mentioned in the previous weeks. Oig Melech HaBashan is the Misnaged to Yira. Oig Melech HaBashan is the counter to, he's the misnage to Emuna, as mentioned. Oig was the one who went to Avraham Avinu, and his intention was that Avraham should get killed. Avraham is the Roish Lama Aminim. So Avraham, Oig wants Avraham out of the picture. Oig Melech HaBashan, therefore, represents Kfira. He represents the state of mind of the world, and unfortunately of many of Klal Yisrael, right before Mashiach comes, like we find in the story of Shittim. In the story of Shittim, which is where Klal Yisrael fell, and it was Shevet Shimon that fell. The 24,000 were from Shevet Shimon. In the Avodah Zarah of Peor, Vayitzomed Yisrael v'va'al Peor, Vayishtachavu le'elohehen, V'nois Moav, V'nois Midian. Here we have Znus and Avodah Zarah, Znus and Kfira, Shittim, Shtus, and those who sinned in this area were from Shevet Shimon. That's Menachem Av. That's why Shimon falls. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't bench Shimon as a result of this. So Chodesh Av, which is the month of Shimon, which corresponds to Oig Melech HaBashan, is because of lack of Yira. When there's no Yira, we fall into Taivas Olam Hazeh, B'nois Moav, B'nois Midyan. When there's no Emuna, about Baal Peor, Avodah Zarah, lack of Emuna, which is Oig Melech HaBashan. Elul, which is the tikkun for these two, Elul, which is the tikkun for Tammuz and Av, Sichon and Og, that's why in Elul these two were killed. They were both killed in Elul, because these two, which represent Tammuz and Av, Shavasa B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, Edoim and Yishmael, are rectified in Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul is the tikkun. So the Torah begins the parasha that we start reading in Chodesh Elul with Shoiftim v'Shoitrim. Shoiftim has to do with Cheshbon. Shoiftim means a person has to judge, a person has to always be careful. Shoiftim v'Shoitrim titan lecha. You should be careful what you do. You should judge every action. You should judge every word that comes out of your mouth. Shoiftim is Cheshbon. Shoitrim is action. Shaitrim is also, in order that there should be Yira, there has to be a Shaiter. If there's only a judge and there are no police to uphold the law, people aren't afraid. If there's no, if you don't lose your license or get points on your license or get a ticket for passing a red light, so why wouldn't anyone pass a red light? What's the big deal? For speeding or for any of the other tickets that they give, it's the fear of what will happen if you get the ticket, what it'll do to you, what it could do to you. You could end up losing your license. So that's why people are okay. Otherwise, if there was no fear, as we say, so shaitrim are needed because of yira. So shaitrim is cheshbon, shaitrim is yira. Cheshbon is what was lacking in Tammuz, yira is what was lacking in Av, sichain, oig. Shaitrim also says the Leif Simcha, Svasemis' grandson, that shaitrim is cheshbon, means that which we understand. Shaitrim is that which we don't understand. You have to do it. He says, no, I don't want to do it. It doesn't make any sense. You're not going to do it. You're going to get hit. The shaiter comes there with the stick, with the whip, which is necessary only when we're dealing with that which is not logical. Because if it's logical, why should you need a shaiter? But when it's not, then you need the shaiter. So he says, shaitrim have to do with that which is logical. Shaitrim is what's not logical. Shaitrim, therefore, is Kabbalah's oil. And that's emuna. Emuna is when it doesn't make sense. That's what was lacking in the story of Shittim. That's what brought Menachem Av. That's what led to Tisha B'Av. So Shoiftim v'Shoitrim, these two, Titan Lecha B'chol She'orecha, in the month of Sha'ar, the Tzvila Tzadik says that Elul is the Sha'ar, the gateway into the new year, where Mesakein, the Shoiftim and the Shoitrim, the Cheshbon and the Asiyah. Elul is the month of making a cheshbon, but also at the same time, as we mentioned before, the Sefer Yetzirah says it's the month of asiyah, action, as many mitzvahs as possible. In Elul we accumulate, we want the scale, mazal meiznayim, which is Tishrei, to be on our side. We want to have as many mitzvahs as possible. Tefillin shel Rosh is keneged cheshbon. Tefillin shel Yad is keneged asiyah. Sichain melech cheshbon corresponds to Tefillin shel Rosh, as the Sfasama says. Tefillin shel Yad is the Zroya, is the Yad Smoil. The Yad Smoil, the left hand, is the hand near the heart. That's where we put the Tefillin, the Shabbat HaLev. The Zoyar tells us that Elul originally was under the domain of Esav. Yaakov took it away from him, as mentioned in previous weeks, I believe. Yaakov took it away from Esav, Yodo Yechezes Ba'akev Esav. But Elul originally was under the domain of Esav. Esav is the Yad Smoil. Esav is the Tzad Smoil. In Elul, we fight the Yetzer Hara. We are Mahapech Smoil to Yamin. And it becomes Yamin Chapshuto Lekabel Shovim. The Yad Yamin, which is Kaviyochel, Hashem's Yad Yamin, is the hand that is Ata Noisen Yad Lapoishim, what we say in the Slichos. This Yad Smoil, which is Midas Hadin, becomes Yad Yamin. But Elul is Yad Samoil, which the hand, which is the Zroya, corresponds to action, Asiyah. And Asiyah is what we have to work on in the month of Elul. That's why we have an Haftarah this week, also the word Zroya. Chosaf Hashem as Zroya Kotroi. When we use our hands, meaning when we do Asiyah, we do what Hashem wants, Hashem reveals Chosav Hashem as Zeroya Kodesh, as the Gemara says, that Hashem wears tefillin, Kaviyachol. Hashem wears tefillin. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Kesher Shel Tefillin. So there's the tefillin Shel Rosh, there's the tefillin Shel Yad. Zeroya is the tefillin Shel Yad. When Pinchas killed Zimri, which Zimri and Cosby were from, Zimri was from Shevet Shimon, the 24,000 who died from Shevet Shimon. And that was the Magefa that came about as a result of the Chet and Shittim, which was what led to the Mapola of Shimon, and the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't give a bracha to Shimon, as Rashi says in Parashas V'zois HaBracha. So Pinchas was misaking that. By Pinchas killing Zimri, Vayikach Roimach Biyodoi, Vayamay Pinchas Vayifalel, Ha'isha El Kavosad. So these three, Zroya L'chayayim V'keva, were given to us as a schar to Pinchas for rectifying the chet of shittim, for being misaken the chet of shittim, which was accomplished, unfortunately, by Shevet Shimon. Pinchas, therefore, is misaken Shevet Shimon. And therefore, he gets royal l'chayayim v'kevim, which is mentioned dafka in this parasha as we enter the month of Elul, which Elul is the month of the Zeroya, the Yatzmoil, the Asiya. It's the month of Tfila. L'chayayim is Tfila. The month in which we add in our davening, we say the Dovid Hashem Ayriviyashi, people say Mut Tehillim. Davening is intensified in the month of Elul, which davening, just like Pinchas davened at that time, and was overpowered Zimri and ended the Magefa and was Misakein the Chet of Shittim. So that's why the Pesukim talk to us about it over here. It's interesting, it's Machloikas in the Medrash, who Eliyahu Hanavi comes from. There's the idea that Pinchas is Eliyahu Hanavi. However, then the Pri Tzadik brings it down at the beginning of this week's parasha, that there's a day, Tosfos brings it down above in Messiah, that Eliyahu is from God. And the Medrash says, God means to cut away. God was the warrior. God was the fighter. He was the one who was on the front lines. Eliyahu, says the Medrash, comes from God. One opinion. Probably all true. Mother, father, father from Pen, mother from whatever. All these Medrash. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. So the Medrash says, just like God uprooted all the evil. God uprooted the evil of all the nations when the Jews went to combat in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu and later on in the time of Yeshua ben Nun. So too the descendant of God, Eliyahu HaNavi, will wipe out all the tumah from the world. Hine anoichi shaleachem es Eliyahu HaNavi lefnei boyam Hashem agadol v'anoira v'heshev le'vois albonim. So God is related to Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi is the Navi of Geula, the Mevaser. Or Pinchas is Eliyahu. There's 2 days. Pinchas is Eliyahu, Eliyahu comes from God. Either way, Pinchas was Mesakein v'chet of Shimon. Therefore he's Zeichet to Zeraya l'chayayim v'keva, mentioned in this week's parasha, as we enter the month of Elul. Or Eliyahu comes from God. God is the month of Elul. Either way, Elul is associated with Eliyahu. Eliyahu is the one, as the Navi says, who's going to come to initiate the Messianic world, the one who's going to bring us to Tshuva, Tchias HaMesim and Tshuva, Eliyahu, together with Mashiach. And that's Elul, is the month right before Tishrei, right before Shabbos. Tishrei is the Shabbos, is the 7th month. Elul is the 6th month, corresponding to Erev Shabbos. Just like an Erev Shabbos, V'hoya b'yoyim hashishi v'heichinu, Elul is the Hachana month. It's the month that we prepare for Tishrei, which is the 7th month, which is like Shabbos. Tochin l'cha haderech, as we read in this week's parasha. Tochin l'cha haderech, Svarim tell us, refers to Elul. Elul is the derech of tshuva, the pathway that leads us back to our roots, to our source. Therefore, Eliyahu is the one, it says, who's going to come. V'heshev lev avos al bonim, v'lev bonim al avosam, is connected either as a descendant of God or Pinchas to Chodesh Elul. By God, the Pasuk says, v'toraf zeroya af kotkoid, that God was an expert in slicing the head and the arm of the enemy in one shot. And if anyone saw on the floor a head with an arm separated from the rest of the body, you know that that person was killed by a Godite, someone from God. The Torah Zeroya af Kotkoid. The Zeroya is the Tfilin Shal Yad. The Kotkoid is the Tfilin Shal Roish. God excelled in the mitzvah of Tfilin. Gimel Dalet, God, that's the shin with 3 legs, the shin with 4 legs that we have on the Tfilin, the Gimel Dalet. God, the Torah Zeroya af Kotkoid. The Torah Zeroya af Kotkoid is B'gematria Rosh Hashanah, says the Tzvila Tzadik. So God excelled in Tfilin, in Asiya, which is Zeroya, Kotkoid, which is the head, Roish, Machshava, Cheshbon and Asiya. Therefore he was able to attack the enemy, wipe out the enemy, cut cut down the head and the arm in one Shabbat. Torah Zeroya Av Kodkoid. Baruch Marchiv God, the Pasuk says, that God's land expanded. It started narrow and it expanded. From Meitzah to Merchav. As we enter the month of Elul, we enter Harchava. Again, in this parasha, the Torah says the same expression as in last week's parasha. Ki Yarchiv Hashem Alekecha Es Gevulcha. Ve'im Yarchiv Hashem Alekecha Es Gevulcha. This is said in the topic of Ir Miklat. Yodua that Ino Liyodoi V'samti Loch, which is the Pasuk in Mishpatim, that talks about the Ir Miklat as Rosh Hateva's Elul. Elul is the Miklat, the month of refuge. We take refuge in Elul. In the Ir Miklat, the Reitzeach went to be protected from the Avenger, from the Goyal Adam. In Elul, every Yid can find refuge from the Goyal Adam, from the Yetzer Hara. If one makes a Chesh ben HaNefesh in Elul, Shoiftim v'Shoichim titan lecha, one judges his actions, and he judges himself before judging others, of course. We're always very judgmental when it comes to other people. The Pasuk says, Shoiftim v'Shoichim titan lecha. Be your own judge. Don't judge other people. We make the cheshbon that we have to, and that way we're mesakein the chait of Tammuz, of the Egel, of lack of cheshbon, of Reuven, of Sichayim al cheshbon, which is Tfilin Shal Rosh. Then we're zeichet to Tfilin Shal Rosh. And Asiya, action, which is Shoitrim, Kabolas oil, accepting upon ourselves the oil of the mitzvahs, whether we understand it or not. Elul corresponds to Ikvus of the Mashiach, the last generations prior to the coming of Mashiach, where the main stress is action. Soif Ma'aseh B'machshava Tchila. This is the Soif Ma'aseh. We are now in the Soif Ma'aseh, at the end of the Yemei HaMa'aseh. Like Friday is the last day of the Yemei HaMa'aseh, of the week before Shabbos, which is not a day of Ma'aseh. In the future, Olam Haba, there's no Ma'aseh. Hayoim la'asoysam, ulamachar la'kabel scharam. So Elul, which is the sixth month, like Erev Shabbos, which is the sixth day. Or if you count from Tishrei, Elul is the last month, the Akev of the year, right before the new year, before Rosh Hashanah. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Tishrei, asidin li'goel, the Geula will be in Tishrei. Machloikas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Elul, therefore, is the Ikvus of the Mashiach of all the months. This is the time that we're preparing for Rosh Hashanah, like in our generation, we're preparing for Mashiach. Tochen l'cha haderech. How are we preparing? So we have the pasuk in this week's parasha. Tomim tiyeh im Hashem alaykecha. A yid has to be a tomim. A tomim means not only complete. Tomim means humble. The Gemara says, "Man the misyahir, a person who is a balgaiva is a balmum." So naturally, a tomim is an onav. Rashi in Avodah Zarah says that when the pasuk says about noyach ish tzadik, tomim onav. Tomim is an onav. During the month of Elul, we humble ourselves. Elul, like we said, is loy with an aleph and loy with a vav. The more one is loy with an aleph, the more one is not. The more one humbles himself, the closer he gets to Hashem. Tomim tiyeh, and then im Hashem aleikecha. Tomim tiyeh is begematria Tishrei. When Tishrei comes, every yid is to be a tomim, but it doesn't happen overnight. So we have the month of Elul, the month of God, to eradicate, to get rid of, as we read in last week's parasha, to get rid of the avodah zarah, which is gaiva. And again in this week's parasha, ki yachris Hashem alekecha es hagoyim asher Hashem alekecha noisein lecha es artzom, the seven nations which correspond to the seven midos ro'is, and perhaps those are the Zion she'orim, the seven gateways, as mentioned before, that we have to protect the eyes, the ears, the nose, the mouth, to make sure that the outside influences don't contaminate us. It's interesting, this parasha has in it all the leaderships that there are in Klal Yisrael. You have judges, policemen, Kohanim and Levim. We have Melech, Soim Tasim Alecha Melech, and we have Neviim, Navi Mikir B'chamei Achecha Kamayini. All the possible kinds of leadership that Klal Yisrael enjoy are all in this week's parasha. Shoiftim is a parasha of submission to authority, subservient to our Zekenim, Das Torah, Asei Lecha Rav, this week's Pirkei Avos, Asei Lecha Rav, which is part of the process of a Yid. Avodas Hashem is having a Rav, a Rebbe, a Rosh Hashiva, whatever it is. Those days, it was a Kohen Gadol, a Navi, a Shoifet, a Shoiter. Never taking matters into our own hands. That's part of Anivus, that there's always a higher authority. There's a Sanhedrin, Zakein Mamre in this week's parasha. That's how we enter the month of El. Ani l'doydi v'doydi li. The month of El, we enter with the parasha of Shoiftim. That there is a higher authority. A Yid has to submit itself to a higher authority. The parasha ends with Egla Arufa. What's Egla Arufa about? Egla Arufa is a corpse is found on the road. Ki yimotzei cholol ba'adama. And we don't know. A murder victim. We don't know who killed him. And we have to measure which city is closest to the murder victim. The whole Klal Yisrael is busy with one dead person. Ki yimotzei cholol ba'adama. The zekenim of the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph have to go out and measure which city is closest. And the Egla Arufa is brought. And when they bring the Egla Arufa, they say, Yodeinu loy shafchu es hadam hazeh. We have no part in this murder. We didn't do it. And of course, Chazal asks, and Rashi says, did you think that they did it? No. But they say, we didn't see this man leave the town alone, and we wouldn't have given him food or escorted him. B'loy mezaynus b'loy levoya. Which we learn from here, the concept of being malava, a guest, when he goes alone, like Yosef with Yaakov. Yaakov taught Yosef the parasha of Egla Arufa. When he sent him to the brothers, he escorted him, and he said, we learned it out from Egla Arufa. What's the connection to Elul? That's the idea. We're about to leave. Tavshin Ayin is on its way out. We are escorting the year out. And we hope we could say, Yodeinu lo shofchu es hadam hazeh, that we didn't kill the year. Chas v'shalom. Meaning, every year that passes, and Mashiach doesn't come, is a cholol. Every year that passes, and we didn't bring the geula, and we didn't merit binyan beis hamikdash, means the year died, the year was killed. It didn't accomplish what it had to. Yodeinu, we should be able to say Yodeinu lo shofchu es hadam hazeh. In Chodesh Elul, we can still rectify this year. Although right now it's the last month of the year. A lot can happen in a month. The Magal Amukah says that Chodesh Elul is definitely mesugul for Geula. And he brings the pasuk Volad Tzion, Goy El Ule Shove. He says in the word Goy El Ule Shove, you have Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, which is Elul. Elul is Ashira la Hashem vayoyim ruleimar in Oz Yashir. Elul is the month of Tshuva. Tshuva brings to Geula. As the Rambam says, Yisrael oisin Tshuva umiyad hei negolin. So if everyone taka does Tshuva in Elul, we merit the Geula. Elul is Chodesh of Geula. So the connection between the beginning and the end of the parasha is as follows. Shoiftim v'shoichim titan lecha b'chol sho'arecha. If in the month which is the gateway to the new year, we set up judges, we make a cheshbon, shoifim v'shoitrim, then we should be able to say, Yodeinu lo shofchu es hadam hazeh. As we escort the year out, Tavshin Ayin, we still have emuna that the year is not over, it could still happen in Tavshin Ayin. And as we prepare for the new year, we should be able to say, Yodeinu lo shofchu es hadam hazeh. Elul is the chodesh of nisuin. Ani l'doydi v'doydi li really means marriage between ish v'isha. M'sameach chosan imakala. The haftiris that we read these weeks now, a lot of them talk about chosan and kala. Shoiftim v'shoitrim is begamatria m'sameach chosan imakala. After leaving of where weddings were not allowed, at least not the first half, We enter the month of Elul, the month of Chasen, or the month of Binyan. Yom Kippur is called Yom Chasunasai. Starting already now, Rosh Chodesh Elul, the 40 days leading up to Yom Kippur. 40 days, Keneged, the 40 Sa'a of the Mikveh. Yom Kippur is Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, as the Mishnah ends off in Yuma. Elul also stands for Umol Hashem Elokecha Es Levavecha Ve'es Levav. God, it says, was born Gemalot. God was born circumcised. Ba God. Besides the first tithe, which we mentioned last week, Ba Mazel Tov. Elul is good Mazel. The second pshat Rashi brings is God was born Kut, Gudu Ilana. He was born Gemalot. Because Elul is the month of Mila. Elul is the month in which we have to eradicate the Orla, to get rid of Umaltem Es Orlas Levavchem. That's why Sichain and Oig were removed in Elis. They were the Orla, they were the Tumah that covered over the Sha'ar, that didn't let Klal Yisrael enter. With their removal, Nisgale HaAtorah, as we say by a bris, Gilui HaAtorah, which the Atorah is the Tefillin Shel Rosh, Tisha B'Av was Nafla Ateres Roshenu. Elul is the Giloy of the Atara. The Orla is removed. Umol Hashem Alekecha Es Levavcha Ves Levav. That's what God did. God was the warrior, the Torah, Zeraya Avkotkoid. They got rid of the Orla for us. Orla, which has in it the Oisius Ra. In God's portion of land, Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. Vayar reishis loy kisham chelkas mechoykek sofon. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who went up Rosh Chodesh Elul a third time to bring us the second luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu designates Chodesh Elul as the Chodesh of Tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu belongs in the chelik of God. Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in the chelik of God. So we have in Elul the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Elul connected God. Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in the portion of land of God. After all, if Moshe would not have Vayechal Moshe as Pnei Hashem Alekov, there would have been no Elul. Hashem said, V'yichar api bohem v'achalein. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was megala to us the power of Tshuva and Chodesh Elul. So as we enter this month, right now, tonight, we enter the month of Elul, the Chodesh of Tshuva, the Chodesh of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, the Chodesh of Ina L'yodai V'samti Lach, the Ir Miklat of time, Erev, the Erev Shabbos of the months, the Chodesh Hashishi, the Erev Shabbos, which Erev Shabbos means it's Me'urav, it's weekday, but it's Shabbos. Shabbos starts already when it's still Friday. We start before Tosfos Shabbos, which means Elul has in it already the Kedusha of Tishrei. Elul is a tremendous month, which should not go, should not be wasted. It's the month that we should make a cheshbon and follow the directives, the guidance of the Torah and all the Sfarim that show us how the parashiyos that we read in this time, as we'll see in the next few weeks, all deal with what the avodah of the yid is in Chodesh Elul. Elul also stands for Lahatzilecha Veloseis Oyvecha Lefanecha, next week's parasha, which means that Hashem will save us and deliver the enemy in our hand. The enemy meaning the Yetzer Hara. The Melchama begins in Elul. Elul is Melchemes HaYetzer. And that's why this parasha ends off also with the topic of war. He says, La'melchama Aloyvecha V'ro'isa. Besides the next week's Kiseitze, there's a Kiseitze in this parasha too. Because this is the month of God. God is the warrior. This is the month that we fight the Yetzer Hara. We know the Yetzer Hara at the end of time is the worst. Like in our time. The Satan, all his powers are unleashed. And every Chodesh Elul, the Yetzer Hara tries very hard to knock us down. Because he knows what we can accomplish in Elul. And that's why the Hashem says to the Nachash, Hu Yeshuvcha Roish V'ata Teshufenu Okev. That the Satan, the Nachash, has power to get us in the Okev, in the time of Akev, in the end. Most people say, it's the end already, we'll start next week, that's the end, forget about the end. The end is very important. The Akev, Very, very important not to let the Yetzirah take over the Ekev, take over the end. That's why Elul is the month of battle, the month of God. We fight the Yetzirah, and hopefully we'll succeed, and we'll all be zeichet to Aksiv v'achsim atoiv, shana toiv u'mesuka. Sorry, my voice is a little hoarse. And Shnaz Geulah Yeshua.